Labor Day weekend 2019. This is State of the Union, the District Council 37 radio show on 91.5 WNYE FM. I'm Chris Policano. DC 37 is New York City's largest public employee union. We're part of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, also known as AFSCME. We're on the air Sundays at 8 p.m. We rebroadcast on Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. We're also available as a podcast. You simply go to the podcast app on your smartphone or tablet and search for DC 37 State of the Union. There are now more ways to stay in touch with us. You can check out our website, www.dc37.net. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you have any comments about our show or would like us to promote a community event, please drop us a line at stateoftheunion@dc37.net. There was only one person to talk to for this show. It's a Labor Day weekend show. And tonight we are joined by the New York State AFL-CIO President Mario Cilento. Welcome back, sir.
Chris, you are very kind. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about the significance of Labor Day. And, you know, like everything else having to do with working Americans, I don't think Labor Day was just bestowed upon us benevolently. I think we probably had to fight for it, eh?
No, look, we have to fight. We had to fight for it. We had to stand up for ourselves, working men and women, all those years ago, more than a century ago now. Understood that they had to join together if they were going to have any say in the workplace. And the truths of a century ago remain the same today. And I think we look back on Labor Day every year, and I think for those of us who really are part of this, we have a deep appreciation for all those who came before us, who fought for when we had nothing at all to build what we have today. And what we have today, I have to tell you, Chris, I think I'm more optimistic than I've been really in my 25-year career here at the
really?
AFL. So, yeah, no, I am. I mean, if you take a look at it, certainly here in New York, we represent more than 2 million union members. We represent, within the AFL-CIO here, 3,000 local unions. Think about that.
Right, right.
24% of the workforce. That's twice the national average. One out of every 7 union members in the country comes from the state of New York. Here in New York, we have members who literally live, you know, people use the word literally, well, in this case, it's true, literally live in every single city, town, village, municipality, locality, neighborhood, community, and zip code in the state. Now, that's a reality. But here's where we go. We transcend just New York. There's a poll that came out earlier this week that showed the approval ratings for unions in this country is now at 64%.
That's amazing.
It really is amazing. And I'll tell you, if you and I had a discussion and went outside during the middle of the day, we couldn't get 64% of people to agree that the sun was out if the sun was burning us in the middle of August. That's the reality of life today in America. But 64% of people in this country now approve of unions. Why do they do that? I think they see a couple of things. I trust that they're recognizing now more than ever before, that being part of a union means you make higher wages, better benefits, and better conditions of employment. We've seen time and time again, union members in this country, Chris, make, on average, $11,000 more a year. That's more than $200 a week.
Right.
Think about what you can do with $800 and $900 a month in terms of supporting your family, making them, you know, maybe putting money away for your child's education, maybe taking a trip with your family, but more importantly, just raising your standard of living and quality of life. Maybe it's going from a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom, which is a huge thing when you have one or two children.
You know,
these are the things that I think more and more people are recognizing, defined benefit pensions. You're much more apt, you're twice as apt to have it if you're a union member than not. And we take a look at all of the volatility in the stock market, and 401ks are fine, but it's much better to have a defined benefit pension. I think people are starting to realize that more and more, and I think the numbers bear it out.
I was talking to Steve Greenhouse, who's got a book out now about a new book about the labor movement, and Steve pointed out something, that once upon a time, people said, wow, those folks over there have union jobs. We got to get a union job. And somewhere along the line, and I believe it's because, not by accident, I believe it's because people were conspiring against us. Somewhere along the line, that changed to Those people over there have union jobs. We got to get those people out of here. Right. It's somehow it became from something to aspire to something to despise. And I think it's come back. And I think that part of that, if you look at the history of it, has to do with Occupy and the word inequality.
Right. Look, Steve is great. Steve is a great reporter. I know him for probably more than 25 years. And he's right on. There was a time when you would say, oh, look, he or she is making more money. He or she has a defined benefit pension. We should all have that.
Exactly.
And over the last 25 or 30 years, you've had the right-wing conservative ideologues who have said, why should they have something that you don't? They shouldn't have it. And they played to really the darker side of people. We saw it with Donald Trump when he was elected. It's always easier to play to the negative. It's always easier to make people believe the bad than the good. We should aspire and not pull people down. And so Steve was right on the mark with that.
It also seems that part of that poll, that young people are understanding the values of unions in ways. Even people who don't, they don't remember their parents being in unions. They don't remember the union movement, but they see the values of the union movement and they connect with that.
That's a great point. Yeah, you know, I think part of that is the fact that it's been so difficult for the last few generations, certainly after my generation, I'm 50 now, right, to get a job, get into the job market. And once they did, there really wasn't anything for them to aspire to. They take a minimum wage job, or they take an entry level job, and there was nothing, and there has been nothing for them to reach onto. I think what they're seeing now is more along the lines of, hey, wait a second, there is something else out there, and it's called a union. So you see all of these organizing victories and all these different blog services and social media companies. And once you have, that's why I was talking about optimism when we first started this conversation, Chris. Once you have the younger generations understanding and appreciating what a union can bring to them and their families, it really sets you up for the next 30 or 40 years, right? Because when we've talked about unions diminishing, what did we see? We've seen the economy weaken over time. And as a result, when you have lower wages, benefits, and conditions of employment, more people needing public assistance, that's what you get. You reap what you sow. Now we're at a point where 20-year-olds, as you said, 20, 25-year-olds just starting out want to be part of a union, which sets up this country for the next half century, right, until the day that they retire.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can build on that, we can have more than 2 million members in the state. We can have more than 12 million in the country. You go on and on and on. So that's why when I talk about optimism, that's what I'm talking about.
We're talking with New York State AFL-CIO President Mario Salento. It's Labor Day weekend. Let's talk about the parade a little bit. We do the parade. I know that DC 37 members are going to be out 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 7th. We're at 5th Avenue between 45th and 44th.
Yep, and right.
And we go up. That's a long day, but that day has gotten more active over the years.
Yeah, it has. It's a wonderful parade. Vinny Alvarez and the Central Labor Council do a great job with that. My father actually coordinated the Labor Day parade as a volunteer. My father was a
really?
Local 3. Yeah, he was a rank and file member. He was never elected to an office, but he was a rank and file member. He was sort of like the ultimate volunteer. He'd volunteer for rallies and picket lines, go to Albany and lobby when they'd send buses up. And he was asked by his leadership and by the leadership of the Central Labor Council to help coordinate it. Eventually, he took it over, and for 10 years until he passed away, he would go to work in the morning. His hours are sort of like 6 to 2 or 7 to 3, you know, when you're in, you know, as an IBW member.
Okay.
And he'd go down to the Central Labor Council offices starting in April, and I remember him being home late every night and from then until September putting it together. And I saw what that work was like, and to see what it's grown, and he's passed away now, it's been 19 years, but to see what that parade has gone and grown from then, from more than a quarter a century ago, to where it is today is amazing, because, you know, the parade kicks off at 10 a.m., Chris,
yep,
and we are still there, for those of us who stay and greet everyone, until around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's five
that's
hours.
A long day,
so when
bro.
People talk about, well, who's out there watching it? No, the beauty of that parade is that everyone's in it marching.
That's right.
That's the beauty of that parade, that people are part of it and not just standing on the sidelines, right? That's what being a union member is all about anyway, right?
Right.
It's about being active,
right,
participating, you know, educating yourselves on the issues, and as a result, making your voices heard. And on that day, we make our voices heard. That's the beauty of that parade, that there are unions lined up for blocks and blocks. There are unions who sometimes don't kick off until 1 o'clock or 1:30 when the parade's already been gone and up for three and a half hours.
Well,
we have some members who'd start at 10 o'clock in the morning are home, and other members who haven't kicked off yet.
Are still marching.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
I have to correct something I said. I just want to clarify where DC 37 is assembling. We're assembling at 11 a.m. at West 48th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues. For details, by the way, DC 37 members wanting to know more about this, call 212-815-1550. What are we doing for the rest of the year, sir? What's the what's on the New York State AFL-CIO agenda? And I just want to let you know that we've got about 2 minutes left for the segment.
I'll make it quick. We're putting together our legislative agenda to kick off in January. And I'm going to tell you the priority of the state AFL-CIO is the gig economy and all that comes with it. You know that if you work in the so-called gig economy, if you work for these app-based groups, Chris, you are not considered an employee. You are considered an independent contractor, which means if you are an independent contractor, you do not receive minimum wage, overtime pay, paid family leave, workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, various workplace protections, and it is out-and-out absurd. What we don't want to see is another situation where we had with the farm workers. You know, the farm workers was a tremendous victory for organized labor this year, gaining the rights of farm workers of every other worker in the state. We don't want to see a situation where we have a growing economy base, which is the gig economy. You're going to have more and more workers who are part of this economy who don't have these rights. We have to make them full-fledged employees. I'll give you a very quick example. If you or I, Chris, order a pizza and we order it through an app, we order it through the app, they get the pizza, that delivery person comes to our door, we pay them, and they're on their way. If you or I order our pizza directly from the pizza shop, and that pizza owner has his part-time worker or full-time worker, an employee of that shop, deliver the pizza to us, we pay them, and they are on their way. Well, the two workers are doing the same exact job. If the first worker working for an app slips on the ice on the way to your house,
he or she
breaks their leg, there is no workers' compensation, there's no unemployment insurance, there's no health care protections, nothing. The other worker, unfortunately, if something happens to them, they get all the benefits of being an employee. It is outrageous and absurd. We will not and we cannot stand to have a class of worker below standard of everyone else. We just saw it with the farm workers. We were able to finally rectify it. This will be a priority of the organized labor movement moving forward.
Okay, I've got to cut this short, but I do want to let you get the podcast plug in. Just give us the how to get to the podcast.
It's Union Strong. You can get on iTunes or whatever, wherever you can get podcasts available on your iPhone. We've seen a tremendous growth in it. It's called Union Strong, and I encourage everyone to take a listen.
Mario Salento is the president of the New York State AFL-CIO. Happy Labor Day, sir.
Chris, the same to you, my friend.
We'll be right back.
Were you a September 11th responder or volunteer? Were you present at the dust cloud on 9/11? Do you live, work, or go to school in the New York City disaster area on 9/11 or in the following months? Do you now suffer from problems such as chronic cough, shortness of breath, anxiety, depression, or have other symptoms? If so, you may be eligible for the World Trade Center Health Program and could receive medical monitoring and treatment at no out-of-pocket cost to you. To learn more about the program and get an application, go to www.cdc.gov/WTC or call 1-888-982-4748. If you were there, you deserve care. Call today. 1-888-982-4748. 1-888-982-4748. If you were there, you deserve care.
Mm-hmm. We're back. This is State of the Union, the District Council 37 radio show on 91.5 WNYE FM. I'm Chris Policano. Joining us in the studio now is the DC 37 Director of the Office of Community Partnerships. Once again, Raul Rodriguez, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Doing great, Chris.
I'm glad to hear that. We're talking this Labor Day weekend. We're very much involved. DC 37 is very much involved in the Labor Day parade. I started to screw up the place for people to go. Let's make sure that we got this right this time. Where are we meeting on Saturday, September 7th?
So let's start with that. We are meeting at 11 a.m. on West 48th Street between 5th and 6th.
And that's going to put us out. We probably get on the road about a couple of hours after that. So that's a real nice get-together for...
It is. And the reason for we asking for members to be there at 11 is because we have a show for them.
Oh, is
this
that right?
This year, oh my God, this year we're really going to have a lot of fun. I personally love the Labor Day Parade. I bring my kids every year.
Yep.
I've always asked everyone to make it a family affair, and we have... achieve that every year. Just keeps growing and growing and growing.
I'm going to just keep repeating this, because who knows how people are listening to this, and I want to make sure that they know. West 48th Street between
5th and 6th.
Saturday, September 7th at 11 a.m. I also want to talk about the rewards program. This is something new that we have started. We have been promoting it. Folks have been getting information about it through email. It's on the DC 37 website. What is the DC 37 Rewards Program, and how can our members become a part of it?
So the DC 37 Rewards Program is a vision that we have put together as far as how do we do something else that we give back to our members, right? And it is a tangible savings vehicle. So this is for everyday purchases. Give you an example. If you're looking to park in Midtown because you're going to an event or you're going out for the night.
And that's expensive.
It could be as much as the meal.
Right, that's right.
Right? So we have partnered with Icon Parking as one of the benefits through the rewards program, and our members get 25% discount. That is a huge savings. That is real money in our members' pockets. When we're talking about going to Six Flags, going to Hurricane Harbor, going shopping at Whole Foods, your cell phone with AT&T. So just like other rewards programs with other folks, but it's open to like whatever they want to see there. Ours is unique. It's only for our members. And it's very simple to sign up. All you have to do is be a dues-paying member of DC37, and you're entitled to sign up. And it's very easy.
You can sign up via the website.
So you can go via the website, which is dc37rewards.com. And the group code, which is very important, is DC37YES.
So let's slow that down. So you go to dc37rewards.com, you click on, and then there is something asking you for certain information.
Yes. You'll be asked for your name, your email, phone number, and the group code, which is DC37. Yes, all capitals.
Okay. And this has been going, we just launched this.
We just did, not too long ago. It's been about 2 months right now. And I'm happy to announce that we have just about 6,000 members have taken advantage of this benefit, which is great. And just to give you a quick test of how good the program is doing, we just had a small contest. We were giving out 50 lucky winners were receiving 2 tickets. And this was open to all DC37 members. All they had to do was join the rewards program, which, by the way, is free. Mm-hmm. And 50 lucky winners were able to go to Citi Field this past Tuesday for the Mets versus the Cubs.
Now, the Mets, that was good weather.
That was great weather.
Did they win?
No, unfortunately. We get in there.
From now on, this rewards program, we have to guarantee wins by the New York
Mets. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, if we would have had 100 members there, we probably would have won. So, but the great thing about it is that it's not just getting tickets for a game. No, all of our members were able to be on the field.
That's great.
For the national anthem. That experience alone, we had kids and members telling us, I can't believe this. You just made my kids' whole summer.
That's right.
This one event.
And there's nothing greener than the grass at any ballpark the sun's going down.
Oh, absolutely. Our hats are almost as green.
Almost as green. Okay. Yes. again, give the information. Let's make sure that our members know where to go and what to do.
For the rewards program, so you're going to visit rewards program, DC37rewards.com. It's going to ask you to create a profile. The group code number is DC37YES, and that is all capitals. And for the Labor Day Parade, to recap on that one, we're going to meet Saturday, September 7th, on West 48th Street between 5th and 6th. And that's going to be at 11 a.m., and we're going to have a show. We have music, we have giveaways, some of our partners are going to meet us there, and we are looking to have the biggest contingency we've ever had for the Labor Day Parade.
Let's shift gears for a bit. Let's talk about other events that are coming up. I know that student debt is a big issue that we are trying to help our members address. Let's talk about our student debt program.
Sure. So, Chris, unfortunately, when it comes to student debt at a national level, I don't have great news. It surpassed already $1.5 trillion in debt. We have single states that hold almost $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 billion in student loans. But one thing that we have done here at DC37 is that we're taking a lead on educating our members on how to lower the monthly payments through income-driven repayment plans and put them on the right track for public service loan forgiveness, which is not an easy thing to get, especially under this administration, right?
Right, right.
So the next workshop is going to be Thursday, September 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Union Hall, 125th Barclay, and is going to, again, give us a good snapshot of where we are as far as student debt at a national level, and we're going to go over the income-driven repayment plans and how you can possibly go from, we've had members that they have monthly payments of $600, and now they're paying $10 a month.
That's amazing. I'm sure that you must actually be quite satisfied when you are able to produce that kind of savings or that kind of, how do we do that?
It's simple and complicated at the same time. The most complicated part is members not knowing where they are as far as their loan status. Once we're able to identify that, we're able to guide them through a very simple process of applying for income-driven repayment plan, okay, and utilizing their income and their family composition to hopefully lower that monthly payment. It doesn't work for everyone, Chris, but I got to tell you, every time we get one that saves $100, $200, $300 bucks a month is what keeps me waking up every morning and making sure that this program moves forward. And the National Union has been very supportive. ASME has been very supportive. We did a live webinar where affiliates from across the country were live, and we had a conversation about student debt. And hopefully we can replicate the system that we have put here in New York City for our DC37 members for something that our members across the country can take advantage of.
Do we have a debt seminar coming up?
Yes, we do. We have Thursday, September 12th is going to be at the Union Hall at 125th Barclay.
Okay.
And starts at 5:30 p.m. I ask members to always pre-register because room is very limited for these workshops.
How do they do that?
They can do that by visiting dc37.net/student-debt.
Okay. So let's do all of that again because people did not know we were about to give them this information. So the next student debt seminar is
Thursday, September 12th at 5:30 p.m. at 125th Barclay.
Okay.
And you can get more information and register. Please register at dc37.net/student-debt.
All right. What else have you got on your plate that you'd like to talk about, if anything?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to recap the Labor Day Parade. It's going to be a great event. I'm asking all members to come with their families, their friends, their neighbors. Let's show New York City, okay, that we are the biggest, boldest green machine. And we can do that at the Labor Day Parade.
And in addition to, I want to take a step back because we've got some great events coming up. We're doing some great work. In terms of working, one of the goals of being a more effective union is getting into the communities where our members live. And sometimes folks don't realize how much we're involved in those kinds of things. We actually have a great number of community partners now, do we not? And we work with them on different types of projects. What kind of things do we work on with our community partners?
Absolutely. So we have, right now we are, we have a partnership with Green Thumbs, which is one of the initiatives from New York City about the public gardens that are through New York City.
That's great.
And this, I was very excited about this particular partnership because I personally did not know that all of these gardens are completely run by volunteers.
So, and folks from the community.
And folks from the respective communities. And all these folks are volunteer, and they will take an empty lot where God knows what was happening before,
right.
You know, abandoned cars, you know, garbage, and they transform these small spaces into sanctuaries, into green havens, right? And a lot of the produce that are grow there, then they go to local different pantries and some other programs within that respective community. So this Labor Day Parade, we're going to have them as one of our partners giving information out to our members, because what we would like to do is to recruit more of our members to take that initiative in the respective community. So right now there's a little bit over 500 gardens throughout New York City, and I will go on a limb here and say that I would love to see a DC-37 garden one day.
How great would that be?
That would be amazing, right?
How great would that be?
Having all of our green shirts at one garden one day, just doing the good work for the community. That's just one of the things that we do. We also work in collaboration with some other groups and pantries throughout New York City with City Harvest. We also have our community associations. The new schedule is coming up now, early fall, for the rest of 2019 and early 2020, which is very important to stay plugged in into the community.
I just want to urge listeners to always go to www.dc37.net to stay up on. Just check the calendar on the right side of the website and take a look at the events that are coming up. So I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. Absolutely. So. So we're doing all of these great things, but the most beautiful thing about all the work that we do is that it comes from the members.
Right.
It comes from the members themselves, right? They have a great thing that they're doing in the community. They reach out to us. They tell us we should be a part of it. And guess what? Next thing you know, we're part of it.
Right. And I want to reiterate that we want to give groups the opportunity to promote their events on this show. And if you want to drop us a line at stateoftheunion@dc37.net, that's stateoftheunion, that's one word, at dc37.net. Let us know about an event that's coming up, and we will promote it on the air. So I've just helped your partnership, our partnership.
Absolutely.
By pushing that. All right. So that's just about all the time we've got. I want to thank our guests. Our guests have been New York State AFL-CIO President Mario Salento, and our own Director of Community Partnerships, Raul Rodriguez. Raul, thank you very much. You're always welcome on the show, bro.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chris.
Before we go, I've got just a couple of announcements. Members, continue to visit 125 Barclay Street, where service and information desks have been set up on the first floor to help meet your service needs until further notice. You can reach your union reps by dialing the same phone numbers you have in the past. The union's main number is still 212-815-1000. For ongoing updates, visit the website, www.dc37.net. And as Raul said, September 7th, 11 a.m., West 48th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues. For details, for more information, call 212-815-1550. The producer is Rudy Orozco. The sound engineer is Andrea Minocchio. I am Chris Policano. Until next time, ciao.